Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I love being a Pet World Insider. So many great things, so many great people here in the pet world. And we are fortunate we've got two great people joining us in studio, and you know how much I love having guests join us in the studio. We have Karen and Pete from Whiskers and Paws. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell our audience a little bit about what you do. What I like about it and where I was intrigued is we're seeing more of entities like yourself pop up where not only are you a great resource, but you're helping feed our nutritional needs for our pets. You're even going so far as to deliver them. Let's tell them a little bit about what you do.
We started the business about 15 years ago in Orange County, California, and we've basically provide a service that is an excellent private label dog and cat food that we deliver to our customers' homes. So it's a very intimate relationship that we have with our customers, and it's just been a great business for us.
Now, you get a lot of questions probably, just like we do, in terms of, well, what should I be looking for in my pet food? We talk a lot about pet nutrition here on the show. What we put into our animals is what we get out of our animals. We all know that. I know most of you are rolling your eyes going, please, Rob, don't go there. But I have to, because it's so important, not only for their physical health, but their mental health. How do you answer the question of what should I be looking for in a quality pet food?
Well, our food is holistic. It's all natural. It doesn't have any wheat, corn, or soy in it, basically to try and eliminate as many allergens as possible. And we have different protein sources, so there's a wide variety for people to choose. And we also have a puppy food, and we also have a adult lean food. And so we try to meet those needs and take care of our dogs and cats that want to experience an excellent food product.
Yeah, the protein is the first ingredient, and that is something that folks should look for when they're out there shopping for food. We strongly encourage that people read the labels and compare labels, and that's what they should search for, is the first ingredient being the protein. One of the foods that we have is called a novel protein, and that is buffalo and duck, and that is also no grain. I mean, it doesn't even have rice in it. So we have seven different types of dog foods. We try to cover all of the different aspects.
I love it. I also noticed you use a lot of fruits and vegetables. Healthy ingredients seem to be very important. And yet, for whatever reason, other than in the commercials where the, you know, beautiful vegetables and fruits are falling through, most people, we never see fruits and vegetables. So is it surprising to your clients as you're talking to them that it is so important and it is a big part of the food that you're providing for the pets that, hey, no, it's really in here?
Yes. What people don't realize that dogs are not true carnivores. They're omnivores, just like we are. And if you looked in the wild, when a wolf pack takes down an herbivore, like a deer or something of that sort, the first thing they go to is the stomach, because then they'll eat the pre-digested vegetation that animal has been feeding on. Because of the length of a dog's colon, it's not very long at all, they can handle a lot of raw vegetables and fruits. Therefore, when they get the processed fruits and vegetables and so forth in our food, it's more easily digestible for them.
If you could wave your magic wand, what would be one point of wisdom you would give to pet parents when it comes to deciding on pet food?
Well, I think that, again, looking at the label and not counting on the person in the store to maybe know that much about it. I think they need to know what they're going to ask before they walk into the store. I think it's very important. Most people's pets are as important as their children, and so they want to feed them the very best thing they can. And so if they're knowledgeable before they walk in to buy the food, they would be much better off. and look at the freshness of it, look at the products, and be able to feel confident.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I know my dogs are my best friends. I love my daughters and my wife, but my best friends are truly my dogs, so I want to make sure they're eating the best that they can. Let's make sure that pet parents can find out where they can get more information about all the different things that you have going on, including the great information that you have to share.
Okay. We have a website with lots of information on it, and the website is Whiskers, W-H-I-S-K-E-R-S, and, and then the word paws, P-A-W-S, and then C-A for California.com, Whiskers and Paws, C-A.com.
Folks, listen to what they have to say. They're doing this on a regular basis. Karen, Pete, thank you so much for joining us, especially here in the studio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Quite welcome. Thanks for having us.
Folks, we're going to be right back with more great guests, great information, everything you want to know about here in the pet world, all on Pet World Insider after a few quick messages. Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation, or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is the place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.